Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all. It's Tuesday, April 29th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Fade in on a cast album. Smash will be releasing its original Broadway cast recording May 16th on digital and streaming platforms. The new musical, based on the 2012 NBC series of the same name, features a score by Mark Shaiman and Scott Whitman. That same day, pre-orders for physical and vinyl copies of the album will become available. They are expected to release later in the summer. Smash currently runs at the Imperial Theater. The current North American touring cast of Mamma Mia will come over to New York for its first Broadway revival. The company is led by Christine Sherrill as Donna and Amy Weaver as Sophie. The principal cast also includes Carly Sakolov as Rosie, Jalen Steele as Tanya, Rob Marnell as Harry Bright, Jim Newman as Bill Austin, Victor Wallace as Sam Carmichael, and Grant Reynolds as Sky. Of the 30 total cast members announced, 25 of them will be making their Broadway debuts. As previously announced, Mamma Mia will return to the Winter Garden Theater this summer. Previews begin August 2nd, opening night is August 14th, and it will run through February 1st before resuming its tour later on in 2026. Celia Keenan-Bolger will receive this year's non-competitive Isabel Stevenson Tony Award. The honor celebrates, per the website Broadway News, members of the theater community who have made significant contributions through volunteer work with humanitarian, social service, or charitable organizations. Per Playbill, Keenan-Bolger, who won a Tony in 2018 for her performance in To Kill a Mockingbird, served as a field organizer in Pennsylvania during the 2008 Obama campaign, co-founded Broadway for Obama in 2012, served on the advisory board of Broadway Impact during their successful campaign for marriage equality, and co-founded Broadway Feeds Bellevue during the COVID-19 pandemic. Last year's recipient of the Isabel Stevenson Tony Award was Billy Porter. Keenan-Bolger will be honored, among many others, at the 78th Annual Tony Awards, set to take place June 8th from Radio City Music Hall. And finally today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, April 27th. As the previous week coincided with Easter and there were more people in town, last week's numbers expectedly took a dip. Broadway's total gross was down 8% to nearly $47 million across 40 running shows. Multiple shows opened last week in the final push towards Tony nomination eligibility. Floyd Collins, starring Jeremy Jordan, opened on the 21st and made $512,409 at Lincoln Center's Vivian Beaumont Theater. Stranger Things: The First Shadow celebrated its opening on the 22nd and grossed $1,080,720 at the Marquee. Pirates, the Penzance musical, a reimagined version of the Pirates of Penzance set in New Orleans and starring David Hyde Pierce and Ramin Karimloo, opened on the 24th, grossing $488,275 at the nonprofit Todd Hames. Just in time, the Bobby Darin bio-musical starring Jonathan Groff made $905,517 in its opening week at Circle in the Square, playing to a whopping 106% capacity. They opened on the 26th. And the final two shows of the current Broadway season, Dead Outlaw and Real Women Have Curves, opened on Sunday night at the Long Acre and James Earl Jones Theaters, respectively. Both of them had full weeks of heavily comped press performances. Here's hoping the Tony nominations, to be announced this Thursday morning, will drive up sales quite a bit in the coming weeks. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.